This is NPR.
Tornadoes ripped through four southern states yesterday, tearing up buildings, killing at least 31 people and injuring dozens more in Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Kentucky. The twisters ignited a massive fire at a natural gas pumping station northeast of Nashville and ripped the roof off of a shopping mall in Atkins, Arkansas. In Little Rock, the party for presidential candidate Mike Huckabee briefly lost power, and several candidates paused to remember the tornado's victims. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe spoke to local station KATV last night.
We have communities that are in desperate straits, extensive damage, and it's incumbent on all of us to pull together and be of as much help and assistance as we possibly can. There will be several rough days ahead for a number of communities and for a number of families.
Emergency crews will continue to search for survivors and victims today.
Senate Democrats want a criminal investigation into waterboarding. That's because CIA Director Michael Hayden yesterday became the first administration official to publicly acknowledge that the U.S. has used the interrogation tactic on three suspected terrorists. He explained the decision to use waterboarding during his testimony before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence.
We used it against these three high-value detainees because of the circumstances of the time. Very critical to those circumstances was the belief that additional catastrophic attacks against the homeland were imminent.
Hayden said the three suspects were waterboarded in 2002 and 2003 before he banned the practice in 2006. But at the same hearing, National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell told senators that waterboarding is still a tool used by the CIA, as long as the president and attorney general approve it. That prompted the Senate's assistant majority leader, Democrat Dick Durbin, to call on the Justice Department to open a criminal inquiry into whether past use of waterboarding was violated any law.
Roger Clemens has his story, and he is sticking to it. The legendary pitcher spent 5 hours in a deposition with congressional investigators yesterday, where he repeated statements that he'd never used steroids or human growth hormone to enhance his performance. It was the first time Clemens has issued such a denial under oath. After the meeting, he told reporters he's looking forward to next Wednesday when he'll return to Capitol Hill to testify before the House Oversight Committee. So that's your block of news for this Wednesday morning, February 6, 2008. Do stay with us here at the BPP. Two bloggers from opposite sides of the aisle are in line with their post-primary prognostications.
We are indeed live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.